if you know you have a dominant gene in your body for muscular dystrophy, and you know the mother has it, is there any way that, you know, you won't pass it on through to your children through minerals and vitamins before you get pregnant?
Okay, that's a good question, because there's this false belief in the medical profession that muscular dystrophy is due to a dominant gene, to genetics, genetically transmitted. We've learned in the animal industry that's not true. And you can understand why we're so excited in the animal industry. We eliminated muscular dystrophy in animals back in the 1950s. And nobody knows more about muscle physiology, muscle health, and muscle disease than veterinarians. Because what is muscle? It's meat. And we know more about growing healthy meat than anybody else in the world as veterinarians. And so we eliminated muscular dystrophy in all its forms from animals because a farmer could not stay in business economically if they had lambs and calves and pigs and chickens and turkeys being born or hatched with muscular dystrophy. It would just not be a profitable industry. So by eliminating muscular dystrophy and fibromyalgia and all the diseases that afflict muscles, we were able to make the agricultural industry a profitable industry and keep the cost of animal products such as meat and dairy and poultry and eggs down to where the average American could afford to eat them every day. And by using these same nutritional principles, giving the muscles all 90 essential nutrients during pregnancy and also immediately after birth, the odds of having a child with muscular dystrophy is reduced almost zero. And so I wouldn't be too excited about the pronouncement that you have a genetic disease. It's just probably not so.
Okay, thank you.